Psalm chapter 9, verse 10. Psalm 9, 10, the beginning of wisdom. The fear of the Lord is the beginning of wisdom, and the knowledge of the holy is understanding. I should like to give you a word that's above words. And that worth is more than all the world's riches. And we just read it. The fear of God. The fear of God. I'm appalled at how lax men are in their speaking of the Almighty today. And I've seen it in my lifetime. Even I've seen it prior to my conversion. That's how stark that it is. As if he were but a man. And they fear everything. Today men fear everything but God. These boys don't fear God. I know you think they do, but they don't. Because I know the difference. Because they don't know what to fear. Just like men don't. I was thinking this morning, if we would play but a few sentences by Ralph Barnard, preaching the gospel. They'd be scared to death of Ralph Barnard. And there was a time in my preaching, maybe still are, they'd be scared to death of me, the way that I preached. But now I'm sitting amongst friends, and it's not like I'm standing up in front of a congregation of all different sorts of folks. So it's a different place, you see. You remember the COVID? Who can't remember that? And as children, they cowered with masks. It was amazing. I couldn't believe the fear that was upon the earth. Masks and vaccines. Some to this day, I still see people wearing masks. And I saw people alone in cars wearing a mask. And yet the whole duty of man is to fear God, Ecclesiastes, and keep his commandments. That's right. The whole duty. Mm-hmm. Reporting for duty, sir. Fear God and keep his commandments. The whole duty of man. And Job said, the fear of the Lord, that is wisdom. And it's the greatest asset on earth, which I find very few possess. And you can hear it in the way they speak of certain religious matters or certain things. God's own name. I am that I am. They couldn't even look at Moses because he'd been in God's presence. I think it was Job who said, behold, God is great. And we know him not. And yet man speaks with a familiarity that breeds contempt. And we've heard it from many in our own midst. The man upstairs, the big guy and such. And how about those that just use his name in vain to damn others? God forbid. There can be no fear of God in people that speak such. They cannot possibly know the God of this Bible. Who would dare speak his name in vain? Who art thou that repliest against God? That's what he told Job. And Job was a righteous man. You know, I had a discussion with someone this week. I used to argue on behalf of the gospel. I just did. I would debate on behalf of the gospel. Like God needed my help. I got to get these people to believe. Whatever I do, I got to get these people to believe. Now, I do believe faith surely comes by hearing. But listen, not by convincing. Faith does not come by convincing. It's the gift of God, period. I require no convincing that God is. Because I can clearly see from just the visible things, the creation, the people, the human body, the mind, one cell. And you know, in truth, one need not preach hell hot to convince me like that. It made a difference. Because, like David, I know my Redeemer liveth. And in truth, I've spoken this before. It's a supernatural thing that I have no, I don't have an in-depth on. And I've always known it. And I was not raised in a religious home. I've always known it. Though I often, in youth, I rebelled against such. But you see, God is, and God always has been, God. I need no proof of the atom or DNA to know that God, we just talked about it, formed man from the dust of the ground. From the dust of the ground. God said, let there be light. And there was what?
Light.
Yeah, do you believe that? Mm-hmm. If I were to walk into this room and said, let there be darkness, and everything became pitch black and you couldn't see your hand in front of your face, you think there might be a little fear? I don't think I want to mess with that guy. Just that. Let there be light. And there was light. Uh-oh. You see? I preached some time back the forgotten commandment that I grew up with. The reason that I had to do things was because someone said so. Why do I have to do that? Why do I have to sit up straight? Because I said so. Why do I have to be here? Because I said so. And today I see no fear of authority like there was even in my day. And I think probably prior to my day, you had the depression. I think it was even more so. Today we don't even see law, much less authority. We were just talking about it. See them illegally crossing the border. Fear of what? We never had a fence before. They weren't rushing the border. Very few crossed. And then when they did, they had to sneak across. There was a fear of something. You see. And now, no fear. Not in school. You go to church. And most certainly, the most important place, not in the home. I got my share of whoopings. Hard to believe, I know. But now listen to me. Never for the same offense. You get that? Never for the same offense. As you know, my favorite saying, the second time you get kicked in the head by a mule, it is not a learning experience. When I got my butt whipped for anything, I didn't do that anything anymore. I came up with something new, but not that. Might break some other rule, but not that one. Kind of like touching a hot stove, you see. I only stuck my hand in the wringer washing machine one time. I never did that again. As I was sucked up to the shoulder. Yeah, what's a wringer washing machine? As Brother James once said, he back-talked, he sassed his mama one time, and he said his head hit the floor before his feet. He said, I never sassed mama again. Not ever. Somebody's playing a guitar, and I'm preaching. How can they fear God? They don't even fear man. You have to have some knowledge of fear, do you not? Parents today, you've said this, they all want to be friends with their children. And all those in church, they preach like God is their friend, don't they? So there's no reverence. Now, he may have been friends with Abraham, but you ain't Abraham. And bless God, Abraham feared him enough that he was going to take his own boy and sacrifice him. That's fear. The awesomeness of the Almighty. How great are thy ways, the awesome power of God, the creator and the destroyer of life. But who can fear such when children don't even fear their dads or their granddads? They don't. I watch them. I see them all the day. Even in early, what we call the black and white TV days. Of course, I always think of Leave It to Beaver. Ward Cleaver. In June, would say, Beaver, wait till your dad gets home. And Wally'd go, you're in trouble, Beaver. And he was a nice guy. Ward Cleaver was considered a nice dad. But they had a fear. Father knows best. A fear. There was a fear. You see. Wait till your dad gets home. That's what it was in my day. Oh, man. I can still remember that time span. Wait until Dad gets home. Dad was the final authority. He was the feared of the family. Didn't mean we didn't love him. Didn't mean he didn't love us. How many of you know today that they fear the dad? Six. Or the granddad. Was not the man given authority by God? Sarah, what'd she call Abraham? Lord. Lord! No reverence in home or church. Man was given authority by God, and he said, he shall rule over thee, but men don't rule. Almost everything that we see today, that we watch, it's the women and the children. The women and the children. And they make the dad to be, they make the man to be bumbling. They make the man to be weak. Last week, preached on the sodomites and how you go against God. And this is the basic order of rule, the basic order for the home. And today we wonder where the fear of God is when there's no fear even in the home. And this woke society has abolished the authority and fear that was dictated by God. The scepter even of a king, you remember in Esther. You walk in there and he doesn't hold out the scepter, you're dead. You're gone. You see, there can't be a fear of God without the knowledge of fear itself. As the song went, I heard it yesterday actually, you're going to have to serve somebody. And sadly today, it's self. Every man does that which is right in his own eyes. Where is the fear of he whose fury, the Bible says, is poured out like fire? And the great rocks fall. And mountains are thrown down. In Isaiah he said, let him be your fear and let him be your dread. Where's that God? But he's not in the first church this morning. He said his presence was dreadful. And yet who fears? Remember John the Revelator? And when I saw him, I fell at his feet as dead. Always. Is this the filial affection today of either God or man? I hardly think so. And so much the more could be spoken of such. As I wrote, I said I could, on and on, the entire book, The Fear of God. And I don't know about you. We all learn in different ways. But fear taught me much more than what man calls love. I still remember the fear. I don't so much remember the love. Grandma loved me. She coddled me. But I feared Pa. I feared that old Greek. But I loved him. And I respected him. And it's part of why I'm probably who I am today. The fear of the Lord is the beginning of wisdom. We need to teach fear. Putin has a certain amount of that. Biden has none. Trump has a certain amount of that. Biden has none. I know a lot of people often don't like my methods. But you can only do what you've lived. And it's what I've lived. It's who I learned the most from. Those that I had a fear of. Not the ones that coddled me. Those that I had a fear of. Do you have a fear of God? I'm asking you. Do you fear God?